Okay, let's continue where we left off yesterday. We said the following basic chakira, and we sort of attached it to a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The chakira was, we know that the Gemara says, so if a person is supposed to split up his day into three parts, or split up his learning time, I shouldn't say day, that already takes one side of the machlokas, but his learning time into three parts, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Wonderful. So the chakira was, why is that so? Why is that important to do shlish? What's wrong if I really love learning Maseches Kiddushin, let's say, to just learn Maseches Kiddushin for the rest of my life? Or I really love learning Pirkei Avos, just learn Pirkei Avos for the rest of my life. What's wrong? I'm going to be learning Basmada Gemara. I'm not going to get bored. I'm just going to learn all the time. Is there anything that's wrong with that? What would be the problem with that? Why is it that we need to do the shlish, that we have to divide up into three parts? So we suggested, is there are two possible reasons why we might need to be meshalish shnosav. One possible reason is that we have a requirement to know kala Torah kula. And it's not good enough to just be learning. We have to have a plan of how we're actually going to know our learning, how we're actually going to accomplish in our learning. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no, it's not about a curriculum for learning. It's about every day reminding ourselves of the different areas of Torah. That one shouldn't think that there's only Mikra and that the Mikra is not connected to the Mishnah and the Talmud, or that any one area exists on its own. So to get a flavor and a taste for each area of learning, we have to do a little something to gain that taste each and every day. Yeah.
Let's say that person knows himself not to be able to sit down and learn one of these, like maybe let's say like Mikra, but he could do the other two. Like he wouldn't be able to sit down and learn it because he just can't focus on it.
So that's part of this machlokas. Meaning, if you say that it's a din in a curriculum that you have to learn the curriculum, so to the extent that a person is able to do so, that he's able to learn the curriculum, then he's got to push himself to try to do it. Now we'll see in a moment that the Rambam says that when it comes to Gemara, it's a little more tricky. He seems to indicate that the amount of time one dedicates to Gemara can really vary based on his intellectual proclivity for it. A person also has to be honest with himself. You know, a person's going to go up, L'Achramei V'Asim Shana, and the Rebbe Shalom is going to say, why weren't you a Talmud Chacham? Why didn't you learn a lot of Gemara? And he's going to say, well, I wasn't cut out for it. I didn't have the brain for it. Really? But you were quite a Chacham in your area of, in your profession. You earned a PhD in whatever. You seem to be plenty smart in other things. So a person has to be honest with himself where it's a matter of lack of discipline or lack of effort, and when it's a matter of lack of ability. Those are different things. So a person has to be careful with that. What we suggested is that this machlokas may be a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. That Rashi says that how does a person mishalish liyomi, how is he mishalish the days? It means that he spends a couple of days on each. And the reason, but he's not getting a taste of each one every day. Well, the point is, spend a couple of days on each, because then you'll really be able to master them. Because if you really want to learn Talmud well, you can't just spend a little bit of time on Talmud in the morning. You really need to focus on it over an extended period of time. Otherwise, you can't learn through a sugya. Last night, I was just preparing a shir on, maybe we'll do a temen alachim one of these days, on answering amen to the bracha of a child. There's one little si'if in Shulchan Aruch. It's like a half a si'if. It's not even a si'if. It's less than a si'if. It's two words in Shulchan Aruch. It took me like 2 hours to prepare the shir properly, to go through the inyan. It's not going to be sufficient if a person wants to learn a sugya in Gemara to say, oh, I'll be mishalish. I have 3 hours to learn, so I'll learn 1 hour Mikra, 1 hour Mishnah, 1 hour Talmud. He's not going to be able to do it. It's not enough time. You need more time to be able to. So Rashi says, you're right, of course you need more time. So spend 2 days on Talmud, 2 days on Mikra, 2 days on Mishnah, and that way, each day, you'll be able to put all your time and all your effort into it. And that's a plan for success if you actually want to achieve something, you actually want to gain a knowledge of something. Tosfos, however, said, no, it doesn't mean days, that you spend a couple of days on each. Tosfos had said that you take each day and divide up the day. But then he said, it's not just that you take each day and divide up the day. He said, this is accomplished by Rav Amram Gon setting in our Siddur Karbanos and a Perikah Mishnayis and Rabbi Shmuel Omer. And that way we fulfill Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Now, what do you know if if every day that's how you mekayim your shlish mikvah, shlish mikvah, shlish betavlin, what do you come out knowing at the end of it? What you come out knowing is that and nothing else, which is almost nothing. Meaning, you know, one paragraph of Mishnayis, you end up knowing one little paragraph of Talmud and a few sets of Pesukim. You end up knowing almost anything. As far as a curriculum in Talmud Torah, that's an awful curriculum in Talmud Torah. The other suggestion says, Rabbeinu Tam, you learn Talmud Bavli, you'll get Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud in Talmud Bavli because it's Balul Bakol, it's Balul B'Mikra, Balul B'Mishnah, Balul B'Talmud, Talmud Bavli as Psukim and as Mishnah. What do you come out knowing if you only learn Talmud Bavli? You don't end up knowing Tanakh. You happen to know that there are Psukim, but you don't end up actually knowing Tanakh. And probably not Mishnayis either really all that well. So it seems that Tosfos is taking a different approach over here. That Tosfos is saying it's not about knowing this din. Now, is Tosfos denying that there is a mitzvah to know, that there's a requirement? Of course there's a mitzvah to know. Of course there's a requirement to know. There's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, a person has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? That's what Shechter always points out. Knowing Kol HaTorah Kula is not as difficult as we think it is. It could, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't mean you have to know every single sefer in this space medrash. Not every sefer that's ever written is a requirement to learn. But you have to know the basics. You have to know. You have to learn through Shas. You have to learn through Shulchan Aruch. You learn through Tanakh. So you learn through some of the basics of our Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah said it could fit on one bookshelf. People study a lot more for law school and medical school than the amount of Sfarim that you need to know for Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's the Tosfos of course is going to agree you need to know Kol HaTorah Kula, but that's not what Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud is trying to accomplish. It's not trying to accomplish getting you to know Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is it for? What is it trying to get to accomplish when you do Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud? So we suggested that according to Tosfos, it's the other side. It's to give you a taste, a little bit of a taste, each and every day of each of the areas of study, so that you can have an appreciation of the vastness and broadness of Torah. So how do you do that? Spend a few minutes in the morning, after right before Pesukei Tzimra, spend a couple of minutes saying Karbonos and saying Ezim Mekomen and saying good, and then you have the taste. And then what should you do the rest of the day? If you have another 9 hours that day to learn, what should you do? So that rest of the day, do whatever you want. Learn whatever is going to help you know Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, you could do in 5 minutes. You could do in 10 minutes. You don't have to spend the whole day on it. Good? That's what seems from Tosfos. Now, how much time has to be dedicated to each of these areas of study? Do you have to divide it evenly? The terminology, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, implies that it's got to be the same amount of time for each one. Now, Tosfos pretty much says explicitly that it does not have to be the same amount of time for each one. Because what did Tosfos say? Talmud Bavli. Now, in Talmud Bavli, is it the same for Mishnah, Mikra, and Talmud? Absolutely not. There's definitely a lot more Talmud in there than there is Mishnah, more Mishnah than there is Mikra. So Talmud Bavli is certainly not the same. You're going to say the Karbanos in the morning? So that may be close to the same, but then what about the rest of your learning day? The rest of your learning day, presumably you're going to be learning Talmud the rest of the day. So that's not the same. You're not really dividing it up evenly. So Tosfos al Korchach has to be assuming that it's not really an even division. That the idea is not a curriculum. The idea is just to give you a little flavor. And the curriculum you have to do separately. The curriculum of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, that's separately. This is just a kiyum in Talmud Torah that you should have some moments of Talmud Torah that are Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. What was Tosfos Kasha on Rashi? Rashi, you're telling me that it's about a curriculum and you should have 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. What if a person dies on Wednesday? Right, that was his Kasha on Rashi. What kind of Kasha is that when a person dies on Wednesday? So it'll be a little bit off. You know what Tosfos might have been asking? Not just what if a person dies on Wednesday, but he might have been asking, it's a silly curriculum. Because it doesn't work. If you're spending the same amount of time on all of them, you're going to end up with shortchanging Talmud. So B'derech Melitza, he says, what if you die on Wednesday? What he means to say is, you're cutting Talmud out. You're giving Talmud not enough time. Not just if you die on Wednesday. Whenever you die, you're not giving Talmud enough time. Because if you're spending the same amount of time in Talmud that you are in Mikra, you are in Mishnah, it's not enough time for Talmud. Why is it better, according to what Tosfos says? Because Tosfos says, I'm not telling you to divide your time evenly. I'm telling you, there's a kiyum to spend a couple of minutes of doing Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, and then the rest of the time, then you should focus on your curriculum of how to know Kala Torah Kula. But this isn't the curriculum to know Kala Torah Kula. That may be what Tosos is saying. Maybe. Now, does anyone... Now, what's Rashi going to say? So Rashi really going to say they have to divide everything evenly? So if you look at the Ran, in source number 8, the Ran of Avodah Zarah, the Ran of Avodah Zarah, Daf Hem Beis B'Daf Erev, Ki Amrinu L'Yomei, Shemechalik Yimei HaShavua, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. So who's he going like? Yimei HaShavua, they divide up the days of the week. So it sounds like Rashi, even though it's really just the... it sounds like Rashi. Rabbi Tanchum Mefaresh Palgi Miloshon Chaluka. It is, I think, because I think that is the Loshon that Rashi uses.
Two, two, two.
Rashi says, you may, right, he says 2-2-2, but...
So he's just saying, divide your week into three parts.
Yeah, I think it sounds a little, to me, it sounds a little more like Rashi. You divide up the days of the week. Shlish b'mikra, not each day. He wouldn't say Yimei HaShavua, he would say Kol Yom V'Yom, right? Yimei HaShavua means you're dividing up days from other days.
Doesn't have to be three equal parts.
Oh! Rabbi Tanchum Mefarish, Palgi Milashon Chaluka. The Palgi means divide, Dainu Plukta, but V'lav Davka Sheyashlish Yimos of Beshava. But not necessarily they have to divide it evenly. Shariah Talmud Sarvus Manharbe. Because Talmud takes more time. So he starts out like Rashi by saying, yeah, you definitely divide the days, which means that what is this a din in? It's not a din in every day getting a little taste. It's a din in a curriculum to know Kala Torah Kula. So definitely divide. If you want to know Kala Torah Kula, you need to spend a day learning Talmud all day long. Otherwise, you're going to lose in the middle of the sugya. You got to spend a day learning Mikra, a day learning Mishnah. But he says it's not wise to spend 2, 2, and 2 because... you're going to end up knowing Talmud a lot worse than you know Mishnah, and Mishnah a lot worse than you know Mikra. So you have to allocate the time in a more wise way. One second. Shabbos is probably Chazara Day, let's say. So now, wait a second. So this is like Rashi, but it's not like Rashi. I mean, he's going like Rashi that you have to spend on each day, you only learn one thing. It's not that you divide up the days into different parts. But it's not like Rashi in that Rashi says that you have to divide it up evenly. But wait a second. Who makes more sense? What the Ran is doing is saying, I take Rashi's approach that you need a curriculum, that this din is a din in a curriculum for knowing Kala Torah Kula. So I take that approach, but I avoid Tosus's problem with the approach. What is Tosus's problem? It's a lousy curriculum. Because if you're dividing the time evenly, you're not going to know Talmud as well. So says the Ran, I solved that problem. Because I don't think you divide it evenly. I don't think Yashlish means to divide evenly. Now, it's wonderful that he avoided that problem. It's just hard to fit that into the words of the Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'mishnah. So, Yashalish adam shnosov or Yechalik is maybe a lashon of plukta of dividing, but what do you do with the word shlish? Shlish means one third. So the Ran logically is great, he just doesn't fit very well into the words of the Gemara. So again, the Ran seems to be saying, in Lamdos, what's the concept over here? What are we trying to accomplish over here like Rashi? We're trying to accomplish a idea of Kala Torah Kula. How do you do it? Not exactly like Rashi, because you can end up with a subpar knowledge of Talmud if you go like Rashi. So you do it by putting more time into Gemara.
Another way of saying you have to separate your time into three different parts besides for saying shlish, maybe that's why he just said shlish.
At least say chelek, a chelek b'talmud, a chelek, you know, but to say a third sounds, you know, much more. No, I would think.
Why wouldn't we assume that Shabbos is used for a third day for Gemara? Why can't we assume that? Okay, yeah, use more.
Because Rashi said 2 days for Gemara, so it's hard to say that Shabbos is used.
Ran is arguing because he says he made Shua.
Yeah, the Ran is arguing. The Ran is arguing.
Yeah, so why can't we assume the Ran holds that maybe?
The Ran says you do need, again, the Ran is saying that you spend more time on Gemara and less time on Chumash.
He uses Yemei, exactly. So
But each day you would, right, 3-2-1, something like that, or 3, or whatever, whatever it is, you figure it out. But, you know, maybe 3-2-2, I don't know, but whatever it is, you do need more time for Talmud. Good, maybe it's 4-2-1, right, 4 days of Talmud to do, whatever it is, but you need more time for Talmud. That's the point over here. That, again, how many shittas from Rishonim so far? We have fundamental dispute. Rashi and tells us what the point of this is. The Ran seems to be assuming, like Rashi, in terms of what the point is, but in defending Rashi from Tosfos Kasha, he veers from Rashi in how you actually divide it up. The problem with the Ran is that it doesn't fit the words of the Gemara so well. So take a look at the Rambam, source number 5. So what does the Rambam have to say about this? The chayiv l'shalish is Rambam Perek Aleph Chasam Torah Alachir Aleph. Chayiv l'shalish as zman l'midasa. We need to divide up our zman for learning into 3. Shlush b'Torah shebichsav. Good. 1/3 in Torah shebichsav. So now he's using the term shlish, not just the chelek, not shlish. 1/3. V'shlush b'Torah shebal peh. 1/3 in Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh means Mishnah. Vishlish yavin v'yaskil achris davar mereshiso v'yotzi davar midavar. You should be able to analyze and derive halachos one from the other. V'yidma davar l'davar, compare things to each other. V'yavin b'midosh hatorah and dreshes behen, and know how to apply the yidgamal midosh hatorah and dreshes behen, which, by the way, are listed in Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That's why it's our example of Talmud that we use. Ad sheyeda hechu ikra midos, till you know those midos really well, veichiyotzi asur v'amutter, and how to derive what's asur, what's mutter, chiyotzi ben midvarm shalom piya shmua, based on what we learn, based on what we have in Torah Shebal Peh. V'inyan zehu anikra gemara, and that's called gemara. So even just to describe it took the Rambam 3 times as long, you know, as it did to describe mikra and mishnah. And yet he's saying 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. Says the Rambam, Ketzad, practically, how's this going to work? Phenomenal Rambam. Haya balumnos, a guy has to work for a living, he has a job. So an average person has a job. He works for 3 hours in the day, and he learns for 9 hours in the day, because that's what the average person does. Osanatesha, so of those 9 hours, what do you do with those 9 hours of the day? Says the Rambam, Koreb. So now, if you're the Ran, what do you say over here? What do you do with those 9 hours of the day?
More Gemara.
If you're the Ran, a lot more Gemara. First of all, probably you should have, it's not 9 hours. You spend 4 days on Gemara, 2 days on Mikra, 2 days on Mishnah. If you're Rashi, all 9 hours for 2 days on Gemara, all 9 hours for 2 days on Mikra, and all 9 hours for 2 days on Mishnah. If you're Tosfos, what would you say? The first 20 minutes or so, do a little Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud, get a little bit of each, sprinkle in a little bit of each, and that will be your kiyum of Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish V'Talmud within that small time frame, and then work on the other halacha of knowing Kala Tarukula, however it works for you. What does the Rambam say? Korei b'shalosh man b'torah shebichsav, u'b'shalosh b'torah shaval peh, u'b'shalosh acheros misponim b'dayta lav and davar midavar. 3 hours Mikra, 3 hours Mishnah, 3 hours Talmud. V'divrei Kabbalah b'chal Torah shebichsav and perushim b'chal Torah shebal peh. Now, what's he saying? Curriculum to know, or get a flavor, a taste for each one? What's the point? Is the point to know it? Or is the point to just get a little bit of a taste to appreciate the different types of Torah? What would you think at this point in the Rambam? It's going to become clear in a second.
Well, if he's saying 3 hours for each, it's probably to know it pretty well.
Good. 3 hours for each probably is the fact that he gives that as the example for the amount of time they have to spend seems to indicate that it's more than just a little flavor. It's not like Rav Amram Gon's, you know, read a perek of Mishnayos and, you know, Shoyin Gunot, you're done. So it sounds like it's to know it, and he's going to say, we'll see in a second, that it's clearly to know it. Now, if it's to know it, what's going to be the problem?
You need to do Gemara for longer.
So out of the Ran deal, the Rambam is saying, so don't divide it evenly, but the Rambam said divide it evenly. So here's what he says. First of all, he says you should know what we call Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod, all that stuff is included in Gemara. Here it is. That's when you're starting off your early learning career. Aval kasheyagdil b'chachma, but once you become greater in wisdom, v'lo yehitzarich lo lilmot Torah shebichsav, v'lo yasik lasok tamid b'Torah shebalpeh, so you won't need to really learn much Tanakh because you'll know it already. You won't need to spend much time in Mishnayos because you'll know it already. Yikra bi'itim uzumanim Torah shebichsav v'divrei hashmua, kidei shelo yishkach dover midivrei dinei Torah. Every once in a while, open up a Tanakh and open up a Mishnah, so that you don't forget, just to keep it fresh, so you don't forget. Every once in a while, does that imply every day? Itim mizumanim. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like whenever you need, whenever you feel like your memory is about to slip.
Set times.
Okay, you could argue itim mizumanim is have set times, but set times doesn't mean every day either. It could be that, you know, Sunday morning is going to be your time to go over some mikra, to make sure you stay sharp in mikra. But v'yivne kol yamav legemara bilvad. Kol yamav legemara bilvad. Lefi rochav sheyesh b'libo v'yishav daito. Based on his abilities in learning Gemara. So what should you do, says the Rambam? Definitely learn a lot more Gemara when you're up to it. But at the beginning, yishalish adam shnosav. So what's the Rambam doing? He's saying, I agree with Rashi that it's a din in Yediyas HaTorah, in a curriculum to know Torah. I disagree in terms of what the Gemara means when it says Liyomi. Rashi says Liyomi means a couple of days on this, a couple of days on that. I don't think that's what it means. I think Liyomi means a few hours each day and each one. What about the fact that you're dividing it evenly? This Gemara is only talking about early in your life. Once you've already achieved a certain level of learning, then you veer from this Gemara and you go into what makes more sense. So is there any din that you have to get a little bit of each every day? Like Tosfos holds? No. According to the Rambam, there's no such din. Sounds like. You don't have to get a little bit of each every day. It's a din in knowing Torah. And this din is only for a short window of time in your life till you've mastered Mikra Mishnah.
Rambam says is that at first you should do 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours each day, but then once you get more of an expert, so say, mm-hmm. you could do whatever you want when you want it, or you should just do more Gemara.
No, do more Gemara, because that's
sort of saying like the Ramban, sort of.
What do you mean like the Ramban?
Towards that, like when you become an expert, you should do more Gemara, but you could do
like the Ramban, you're saying.
Like the Ran.
Yeah, the Gemara takes more time and therefore you should do more Gemara. So it's similar to the Ran. The only difference between him and the Ran is that the Ran says it never really meant that you divide it evenly. So what was our problem with the Ran? Well, it says Shlish. What do you mean you don't divide it evenly? The Ran says, no, it does mean to divide it evenly for a certain point of time in your life. But then once you get past that time in your life, then stop dividing it evenly. That's how the Rambam seems to understand. What's the problem with the Rambam? So what was the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, at some point in your life, you should divide it evenly. What was the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, where is it? La'olam yishalesh adam shnosav. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. La'olam yishalesh adam shnosav. Which word is troubling? La'olam. The Rambam saying, just for a couple of years till you become an expert.
I'm saying the Olam has multiple meanings.
Yeah, I know.
The Olam can mean forever, the Olam can mean really, you should, but.
Okay. Know. Right? Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Olam Yasak Adam Torah Mitzav be Shalol Lishma. Does that really mean that it should always be, forever and ever, should be Shalol Lishma? No, it means that really you should do it, and then ultimately, Shemitok Shalol Lishma Ba Lishma, if there's in the end of the line. So that could be what it means. Also, That word the Olam was used when the Gemara was still assuming that it means that you spend 40 years in Mikra, 40 years in Mishnah, 40 years in Talmud. So the Gemara, but the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, no, what if you die when you're 80 and then you never get to Talmud? So the Gemara rejects that. So maybe we backtrack on the word the Olam. Right? And the Yomi is we could be back, according to the Ran, we might be backing out on the word Shlish. Because when we say liyomi, it means, okay, so don't do shlish, don't do a third, do liyomi instead. And what liyomi means, according to the Ran, is not evenly split. amount of time. Good, so this is the Shitas HaRambam. Now, another issue that needs to be dealt with, according to the Rambam, is the Mishnah we spoke about yesterday. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos say? Ben Chamesh L'Mikra. Ben Eser L'Mishnah. Chamesh Eser L'Talmud. That's when we first start learning in our lives. A 5-year-old starts learning Tanakh, a 10-year-old starts learning Mishnah, a 15-year-old starts learning Talmud. What's the Rambam saying? When you're at Tchilas Talmudo, when you're doing the beginning of your learning, the beginning of your learning career, how should you divide it? 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours. Well, wait a second, isn't Tchilas Talmudo what the Mishnah dealt with? What kind of Tchilas Talmudo is the Rambam talking about? Now, the Rambam's clearly not talking about a 5-year-old kid, obviously. How do I know he's not talking about a 5-year-old kid? First of all, he wouldn't be living Gemara Mishnayis. Second of all, he wouldn't be working for a living, probably. It's against child labor laws. So he wouldn't be working. So what's the Rambam talking about? I thought, shouldn't the guy have gotten Mikra and Mishnah already when he was 5 and 10? And
obviously, he didn't master it.
Why not?
Most of the kids who learn, I'm saying even the kids that are children or whatever, they learn, they, I don't think they master it by the time they're learning.
Yeah, but notice how the Rambam defines Mikra. We skipped that line, actually. The Rambam defines, he says, V'divrei Kabbalah b'chal Torah shebichsav hein, the Navi is b'chal Torah shebichsav, u'peirushan b'chal Torah shebal peh. What's peirushan? Any real understanding, any commentaries or whatever, is Torah shebal peh. So if you speak Hebrew, and you know what it says in Chumash Navi, that's all it is. That's that. What?
To define it, meaning, so Torah shebal peh, isn't only, meaning we're classifying it as Mishnayos. We talk about it as Mishnayos, the Gemara is Gemara, so then where are we?
Ram's expanding a little bit. Pardes is also Gemara, and Perushan of Torah Shebichsav is called Torah Shebal Peh.
And Torah Shebal Peh has more than just Mishnayos. The categories aren't as like clear cut.
Right, exactly. Because there are more areas of learning than those three. So what the Rambam must be referring to is either someone who didn't learn as a child. So he just happened. He didn't get 5 years of Mikra, 5 years of Mishnah, and then Talmud. So he's got to start fresh now. Or maybe he's assuming, like Danny's saying, that yeah, you got 5 years as a child, but there's a difference between the way a child learns something and the way an adult learns something. And when a person is a child, they learn something at a certain superficial level, even if he did understand what the words mean. But sometimes even what the words mean has a different meaning for an adult than it does for a child. Like, every child knows that you blow shofar, tekios to miyushav, tekios to mu'umar, and rashana kadeh la'arbev es ha-satan, in order to confuse the satan. So we could, I know what the word confuse means. I have some basic concept of what the word satan means. But I guarantee you, the way I understand Kedei L'Arbev HaSatan now is not the way I understood Kedei L'Arbev HaSatan when I was a kid. In that, when I was a kid, I thought I understood it. Now I know I don't understand it. Meaning, you could know what the words mean, but you don't really, your Havana is on a different level. So you need to go back to it as an adult. And do Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud for some time. Until you get past it, until you get to the point where you could focus primarily on Talmud.
And when does the Rambam consider you at that point of starting? Is it
of 15, starting,
or is it
maybe it's at the next stop in Shmona Esrei L'Chuppah, right after 15 is Talmud, so 15 is Talmud, and then Shmona. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a very good question. Maybe it's at 15 when you're starting Talmud. I don't know. It's a very, very good question. Yeah, that's a problem. Now, the the term Mikra, before that even. So Rabbeinu Tam had this idea that we do Talmud Bavli. When we do Talmud Bavli, that covers us, right? We get a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, a little Talmud. And that was Lefi Shitas Tosfos. Why is that Lefi Shitas Tosfos? What does Tosfos assume? What's the point of the Shlesh Mikra, Shlesh Mishnah, Shlesh Talmud? Is that make sure in your daily learning you get a little bit of each. But it's not a curriculum. Right? So that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. That's why we do Talmud Bavli. Look at the Shach. It's a very troubling comment that Shach has. Shach and some Reish Mem Hein Yerodeh, source number four. Torah Shavuksav. Mashma Kol Tanach. V'chein Pasuk HaBach. V'kosav, the Bach writes, D'shelo k'din no'agin ha'olam shelo l'lamir espneim Tanach. That people are doing a disservice to their children by not teaching them Tanakh. Because the halach is, you're supposed to teach them Tanakh. 5 years, from Ben Chamish to Ben Esra, you should be learning Tanakh. Va'ani Omer, says the Shach, but I say, Min Hagen Shal Yisrael Torahi. If the minhag is not to teach Tanakh, well then it's a viable minhag. Why? What makes it viable? Shari Kosvu Atosos of Parakam de Kiddushin. Because Tosos writes at the end of the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, Vasmagas in your base b'shem rach, Vechein kasvagos maimonios, Vaharaf vagos maxim kuf hei, Sha'anan samchinan ahadar min besanadrin shas bavli, that we rely on what it says in the Talmud Bavli. Shabal b'mikro mishnah v'shas, the Talmud Bavli is called Bavli not just because it was written in Bavel, but because it is a mixture, it's a combination of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So says the Shach, Almud Mishum Hachi, Enochayev, the Shalish Shnosa b'mikra. If that's the reason an adult doesn't have to divide his time, because you could just learn Talmud Bavli by dividing your time, that should also be the reason why we don't have to teach our children Mikra and Mishnah. We could just teach them Talmud. Enochayev Lamini B'ro Mikra, Kimet Shalom Do Shas. All you got to teach him is Talmud. As long as you teach him Talmud Bavli, you'll be good. What's wrong with this comment of the Shach? What the Shach is saying is, well, if Talmud Bavli is mixed in with all three, and that's a good enough excuse to use that as our Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, then it's also a good enough excuse to only teach our children Talmud Bavli and to skip out on teaching them Mikra and Mishnah.
Because once you get older, you had already learned
the Mikra and Mishnah. Oh, what was the Yisod of Tosos? The Yisod of Tosos was that the Chiv of doing Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud was not your Chiv to know Kala Torah Kula. That's a separate Chiv, which you still have. You still have a Chiv to know Kala Torah Kula. And you know how you accomplish that Chiv? As a 5-year-old learned Mikra, as a 10-year-old learned Mishnah, as a 15-year-old learned Talmud, and later on in life, after you finish doing your daily dose of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, spend all day long in Talmud if you want. You have that chiyuv still. What Talmud Bavli allows you to do is to get your daily dose. That you need a daily dose of Mikra, a daily dose of Mishnah, a daily dose of Talmud. That's all Tosfos was saying. That's all Rabbeinu Tam was saying. He wasn't saying that it's a substitute. That you don't really need to know Tanakh. You could just, okay, just learn Gemara and you forget about it. You'll get a few psukim here and there and that will be good enough. Of course it's not good enough. You need to know Tanakh. It's not a substitute for Tanakh. So for the Shach to then apply it and say that it will be a substitute for an education, that will be a substitute for teaching kids Tanakh, that will be a substitute for teaching kids Mishnayis, it's not a substitute. So who asks this kash on the Shach? I'm sure a lot of people ask kash on the Shach. The place that I saw it was in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's introduction to Emes Liakov. In his introduction to the Sefer HaChumash, Emes Liakov, he says he doesn't understand what the Shach is talking about. He completely misunderstood, sounds like the Shach completely misunderstood the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was saying something entirely different. So some said the Shach was just trying to justify Minhag Yisrael. Yeah, but it's a bad justification. It doesn't work as a justification of Minhag Yisrael. One final point to touch on before we stop. Shlish b'mikra. What does the word mikra mean? The definition, what does the term mikra mean? So, yeah?
To read.
To read. Right? Mikra means to read. It means reading. So why is it called mikra? Meaning, let me take this from a different angle. Tosfos quotes from Avraham Gaon. Say the Pesukim of Karbanos. Say Ezum Mekomen. Say Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Is that what it means? That you have to say the Pesukim? Say Ezum Mekomen? Do you need to understand it? Or is it good enough just to say it? Read it. Kore. And that's good enough. Is understanding critical? Let's think for a second. If the idea that Rav Armagon said, the way we understood it is, to dabble a little bit in each, Rav Amram tells us, to dabble a little bit in each to get a sense of the vastness of Torah, the different styles of Torah. So is it enough to say it? Are you getting a sense of how Talmud works when you say Rabbi Yishmael Omer? If you don't know what a Kal V'Chomer is, you don't know what Bnei Navid is, you don't know what those things are? So you're not really getting a sense of Talmud. Are you getting a sense of Mishnayos if you're reading all these halachas about Korbanos, but you're not really paying attention to what these halachas of Korbanos actually are? Of what's Nishchat Pitzafo and what's Nizrak where? And how many times? So if you don't understand a word that you're saying, you're not really getting a sense of Mishnah, a sense of Talmud, and a sense of Mikra. You're not getting that sense at all. So Pashtus is, when it comes to any type of Talmud Torah, whether it's a type of Talmud, certainly if it's a type of Talmud Torah, Yediyas HaTorah. But even if it's the element of Talmud Torah, just to dabble a little bit in each field, you get your daily dose of each section. Pashtus is, you need to understand what you're saying. Let's say you walk into a shul for a mincha one day, and you're a few minutes early, and you have nothing to do. Your cell phone is dead, let's say, so you have nothing to do. And there are chumashim on the shelf. Is there any value in taking a chumash and just reading? It's not English translated, and you're not good at Hebrew. You don't understand a word that it's saying. Is there any value in just reading? Or is that just it's a nothing? It's a zero. To just read? What do you do? Why sure?
I mean, I read in one of the portion that you may not understand it, but Hashem knows that you have good intentions to understand it.
So would it be the same with a Mishnah if they only had a Mishnais on the shelf?
Same thing, yeah.
You would say the same?
I think that
they're just reading the words without understanding them.
Yeah.
So that's quite a Chiddush that you're saying. They're just reading words of Torah without understanding a word of it is itself Talmud Torah. Where you're not even trying to understand it. No, you know that you don't understand it.
Mishnah is different, actually.
Mishnah is going to be different.
Why is it? Abram says Mishnah is different.
Ah, okay.
And then you got this in the Tamar Lecha for the Shnai Mikra.
Ah, very good. Exactly. So Magen Avraham writes that to get a key of Talmud Torah whatsoever in Mishnah and Talmud, you need to understand it. And therefore, in the morning when you say, you need to understand it. What about the Karbanos? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his introduction to Emes Yaakov, that when it comes to Karbanos, since it's Psukim, and Psukim are called Mikra, why are they called Mikra? Because Mikra means, I said it before, reading. So all you have to do to get a kiyum of Talmud Torah with Psukim is to read, even without understanding it. And Rabbi Yaakov says, and that's why we have a mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Yechad Targum and not just Echad Mikra V'Yechad Targum. Because we're trying to demonstrate that there are two levels of Talmud Torah when it comes to Mikra. Is the Talmud Torah of just reading it without any Targum, without understanding it. And then there's an additional level of Talmud Torah of reading it with Targum. It's a higher level Talmud Torah when you read it with Targum, because now with the Targum you're going to understand it. But we want to demonstrate both levels. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, the way to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is to read through the whole parsha once without understanding it, without making any effort to understand it. Just read through. And then the second time through, pasuk by pasuk, together with targum, so that you make sure you understand each pasuk. Because the first point of the first time is not to understand; it's to show that mikra is so special, Torah is so special that you don't even need to understand it. The question is how navi fits in. So navi could be that you do need to understand it, because unlike Torah, the words of the Nevi'im were the direct words. I mean, unlike the words of the Nevi'im were not the direct words of Hashem. The Nevi'im were the words of the Navi is a formulation of the Navi in describing the vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So it could be the reason that when you read Chumash, even if you don't understand it, it's valuable, is because these are God's words. So whether I understand them or not, the words themselves have value. The words of Mishnah, the words of Talmud, don't have inherent value. The meaning of those words have value. But the words themselves don't have value because God didn't write those words. God gave us the ideas, and people put words to those ideas, but the point is to get to the ideas. Navi may be more like Mishnah and Talmud in that level. Okay, this is part one of the prioritizing Talmud Torah. I don't know if we'll get to the other part. We'll see what we'll do. So Monday, guys, said not around, but Be'ez Hashem, the following week, we'll be back in business.
Two questions.
Okay, everyone should be Mekabel the Torah, B'Lev Shalom.
You guys aren't able to go on.
I can go.